This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we've been promoting the fact that Scott Jennings' show, which kicked off a few weeks ago on Salem, it's just an hour talk show that he was awarded, and justifiably so, because of all his media success in the last year. Of course, we've had him on this show for about 7 or 8 years at this point, and his contract has been renewed. It's just a perennial deal. He just signs every year, and we don't even talk numbers. We just give him whatever he asks for, Sue, usually. But he does have a 3-year contract at CNN. I'm not sure on the radio show, but he's having fun with the radio show, and we are going to air it. The only disadvantage is it's on a bit of tape delay. His show would air normally in the middle of the day. We're going to air it at 8 o'clock, but Scott will be with us to promote that and talk some politics on Monday afternoon at 3:18. This is interesting, too. So, you know, one of the things that we... I'd say that I focus on this, and this is something I highlight on a regular basis and have for years, some of these situations with professors who are white professors, whether they're at the University of Boulder, Colorado. These are not, by the way, these are not conservative professors. They're white liberal professors, but all of a sudden they find themselves in the middle of a DEI controversy because someone in class was triggered or somebody said this.
Gosh.
And I was sent an email from somebody who's a local professor who no longer is a local professor, and his story is kind of amazing. And I wasn't even sure. I said, do you, because he offered in the email to come in and, you know, talk about it on the air. And
wow,
he's going to come in studio on Monday and talk about this. And, you know, even as I mentioned this, there was a story that happened that's very similar to this. And, you know, I've highlighted these types of stories on a regular basis, but it's kind of sad, especially because you don't feel like in this guy's particular case, you don't feel like you have the support of the rest of the administration or the faculty. But once something takes off in a DEI, you know, quadrant, if you will, and someone accuses you of racism or whatever the situation might be, it gets kind of tricky. And this guy, I think, in particular, is a victim of this. So we're going to talk about that on Monday afternoon. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal. You know, Dan Reardon, who has become a great friend over the years, I always like to say no relation because we are not related. We spell
right.
Spell the name exactly the same, R-E-A-R-D-O-N. Dan has been the golf expert at KMOX for literally decades. He's been to, I don't know how many Masters and PGA events. events, and he's always someone I tap into for, you know, some golf knowledge and information. And there was a story, and I had not heard about this, and I'm assuming a lot of you guys out there and women who are fans of the PGA have not heard about this. You know about LIV, which is the competing,
right,
you know, league, and going back to 2 years ago, it looked like there was going to be some sort of agreement and merger, and that just fizzled, right? But the PGA Tour has now unveiled a new committee that is led by Tiger Woods to modernize the world's premier golf circuit with what they say are radical changes on the horizon. So the story said, over his three decades as a professional golfer, Tiger Woods watched the world change in unimaginable ways. He also watched how the hitbound sport that he came to dominate has sometimes struggled to keep up with the changing times. Now, I'm a huge professional golf fan. I like playing golf. I'm not very good at it, but I do like playing it. You have the PGA Tour Championship that's going on this weekend. I think Tommy Fleetwood, by the way, is at the top of the leaderboard, which is interesting because that's a guy who was close a couple of weeks ago. He's never won a PGA Tour event. He's been in the top three. He's been in the top five. He's been in the top 10. He's been in the top 20. Now he's atop the leaderboard. But apparently, ahead of this tour championship, Brian Rolapp, who's the guy who's the CEO of the PGA now, said Tiger's going to, you know, form this committee, or they're going to form the committee. He's going to lead the committee charged with reimagining the basics of the competitive model. They say that some of the changes include fewer events, smaller fields, higher stakes, all to get the bigger stars playing together more often. Jeff Rainford and I were talking about this a couple hours ago off the air because, you know, I'm the kind of guy that, a lot of men are like this. I think it seems weird to some people that we would watch golf on TV, right? Some people roll their eyes and say, how can you do that? But when you see the level of competition, the skill that Scottie Scheffler and some of these guys have, you know, that Tiger Woods had on display for a couple of decades, it's amazing. And it gets very competitive. And this year's Masters was unbelievably exciting. But then you have events where nobody shows up and you see these names at the top of the leaderboard and you don't know who they are. And because of the LIV situation in particular, a lot of the big names like John Rahm, who was becoming, I think a big fan favorite in this country, you don't get to see them. So I don't know what this involves and what's going on. I do find it interesting. But as you probably know, and your brother's a really good golfer, I've played with him before. When you mess around, same thing with baseball, you mess around with something like this. Are you doing it because certainly part of this has to draw new fans in.
Right.
Like Major League
right.
Baseball is very challenged on this. I think even the NFL is challenged on this because less kids, you know, fewer kids are playing football in high school and in college, and there's always going to be an effect. So it sounds to me like the PGA is trying to get ahead of something for the future and make sure that there is still, you know, enough fan interest and the big names are involved. So I find
makes
that interesting.
Sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. And especially doing it now because it's something that's going to take probably a decade to implement or, you know, not in a short period. So Dan's going to join us with his take on that. Plus, I will have audio cut of the day. We are joined on this Friday evening. It often happens on a Wednesday or Thursday. It just happened to work out that Brian Kilmeade was with us or available to be with us on this Friday night. Brian, welcome. How are you as we head into the weekend?
Good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's get right into it with some of the topics of the week. And I want to get your thoughts on D.C. crime in particular and what happened with Trump with the ride-along last night. A lot of people rooting against him here. And by the way, the president, I'm sure you noticed this, he went on this morning and talked and talked and talked. I think he talked more this morning than Biden did in the entire last year of his administration.
And people still writing, well, Donald Trump, can he ever make any sense? And he's rambling. He's not rambling. He's taking every question you want. He's saying, next question. He's not giving a speech. He says, okay, here's I'll answer your question. So you might not like his answer. And he does wander. He does the weave. But I think that there's a lot going on. Right now, the market's loving what Jay Powell said. They're loving the fact that I think to a degree that Canada has come around and said they had productive meetings on trade. On some vital items, is going to make, aluminum and farmers happy. Hopefully people understand that the president was serious at this point. So I think that things are settling down now economically. So people are getting an understanding. So the president's going a few different directions. He's like, we got birthday 250 coming up. We're going to straighten out our history and our museums and the messaging in schools on all levels right away. Physically, I'm going to go to the Smithsonian. And then I'm going to clean up our nation's capital, but not just with crime. I'm actually going to clean it. We're going to clean the medians. We're going to grow grass. So people are like, what is he doing? what is he doing? It's because that whole theory of broken windows resonates with Trump, because that's the way he did his business. I remember when he was in the 80s, he was giving a speech. Everyone's like, who is this 30-year-old something rock star businessman? And he said, you know, you don't have to have a lot, but if you're going to sell a car, no matter what that car is, you have to clean it out and make it look as good as possible if you want to get the maximum price. That's his approach to everything. He says, my dad and I used to walk around and see if we could find nails to reuse and lumber that was being tossed out. And that was my mentality. So he looks around and says, that park needs grass. Well, Mr. President, you got a problem with Russia. You got China ready to take Taiwan. You got destroyers off the coast of Venezuela. He goes, yeah, but it has nothing to do with it. We need grass. This needs to look good. We need graffiti off the walls. So that's the guy America hired. I mean, that's the approach. We're not used to that.
Yeah, and, you know, some of the media response has been interesting because on the one hand, they may tweet something out about how fascist this is. And then on the other hand, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know, they admit, even Joe Scarborough had to admit, yeah, this is real, some of the things that people deal with on a regular basis in D.C., whether it's at Union Station or elsewhere.
Well, a couple of things. Joe Scarborough says, I have a friend, a liberal friend, and he said, I can never say this out loud, but I'm really happy that Donald Trump is cracking down on these criminals because I'm really fearful in my neighborhood. And number one, we know he wasn't telling the truth because we know Joe Scarborough has no friends. But after saying that, we also know that people never admit to it. For example, the president referred to a poll today where he says 93% of the people in Washington don't want the president to call out the National Guard. Well, that's the breakdown of the electorate. 93% voted for Kamala Harris in Washington, D.C., which makes you say to yourself, why is he doing it? He's not just serving farmers and Midwesterners and Southerners. He's going to New York City, calling it out. He's going to his own city, calling it out, and they didn't vote for him. But what he's trying to do is make it safe for people that aren't criminals. And if you're a criminal, you should not be happy. But everybody else, just know the objective is to make your life better.
Well, you know, this was an interesting week, too. I don't know how much you spent on the radio show on this, but you had this reporter from, I think it was Channel 4 in D.C., who is recording when there is an ICE abduction of a dude, and he's screaming, you know, I have my papers, I'm legal, I want my family. And, of course, not to pick on a Fox contributor, but Jessica Tarlov was one that goes out there on Twitter and says some things that were, you know, misinformed, and she had to apologize. But in the end, we find out that this guy, who the left is just absolutely salivating to become the next victim, is someone who committed felonious assault on a child under the age of 13 years old.
It was unbelievable. So, you know, if you're running from the cops and you're I work for Uber Eats, I'm just trying to make a living. And by the way, I'm trying to make a living and I'm a child molester. And I didn't know this until I did it myself. Like 7 years ago, they told me that MS-13 was really harbored 30 miles from my house. And if I wanted to go out with the gang unit, you can. At which time I'm looking at these guys and they're showing me the guy, different guys they arrested and who they're pursuing. And they said, what people don't understand is they don't walk around as gangsters all day. They have jobs. They pretend to be students. They go to car washes. A lot of times they work in kitchens. But they really do it for money. You know, and then they go out and they harass, they harangue, they get additional territory information, they traffic drugs, but they have other jobs. So when you told me, this story came out, the guy, he works for Uber Eats and he turns out he's a child molester. That's what they do. I mean, not only is he a criminal, I'm sure there's gang activity there. There's, you know, some type of coercive behavior with others. I mean, there's a reason why he got in and there's a reason why he's sustaining himself. So don't be surprised if some of the people that are arrested actually have skills and jobs. That's why they go down to Home Depot, not because they want Hispanics. It's because a lot of those guys that are ugly, horrible people can sling a hammer. So during the day, they're making some money. So if they get a lead on a guy, they're going to go down, and then they're going to check all the IDs.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and I love the way they have a lot of backpedaling this week in the aftermath of that incident. Let me take it in a different direction here because I find this interesting. In Loudoun County, Virginia, I don't know what's up with that part of the country, but you have boys that are in their own locker room, and there's a trans girl who is in the locker room recording them, which is not legal, but they're the ones that end up getting punished. Then there's this fascinating reaction from protesters on Winsome Sears, who's the lieutenant governor in Virginia. Here's her, I think, on your show this morning.
This is nonsense, and my opponent will not come forward and say anything. And then last night you saw that they equated bathroom opportunities with me being black in America, and here I am, second in command of the former capital of the Confederacy. Me, the immigrant, whom they say, as Democrats, they love more than anybody. Me, a black woman, who they say they love, as Democrats, more than anybody. This is insane.
Yeah, there was this despicable sign that said, hey, Winsome, if trans can't share your bathroom, then blacks can't share my water fountain. That was rather shocking, I thought, actually, amongst the lefty protesters.
Yeah, they contacted us last night, and we booked them at about 12 o'clock at night. So I was able to talk to her. I didn't really love bringing up what the sign said, and that's why if you're listening on the radio, you didn't see it, but you saw the sign on television.
Yeah, well, it's just utterly ridiculous. There's no doubt about that. Where do you think we are with Putin and Zelensky in all of that? Because it seems like that was ages ago, and it was just a week ago today where he was meeting with Putin. And that Monday meeting with all these leaders of Europe, that's remarkable that he got everyone to D.C. and did that in a short period of time. But then the question becomes, what happens next?
Well, yeah, I mean, this Sunday, I'm talking to the Finnish president, who was in the Oval Office, too, and his great gaffle with Trump, and they're really good friends. And he told me that, and Peggy Noonan wrote about this too, that their success on Monday showing their unity must have been disorienting to Russia. And now they came out with a much harder stance. They said, what are you talking about? I never said security guarantees. What do you mean by that? I never said you could have international troops there. If there are international troops, we would like to be there. And so would China and North Korea. So all of a sudden, you know, Trump came out and said, you know, I'm thinking about Ukraine. They never had a shot. Because they were told they can't hit Russia. It's like being a sports team, and you have a great defense, but you have absolutely no offense. You can't win the game. And I think what Trump is saying is, I see what you're doing, and understand, I'm about to give them an offense. That's the way I interpret it. And I think that, as Peggy Noonan wrote, it was such a display, of unity, not just in the family photo, but in the real photo, around the desk, working together, saying nice things about Trump. And as Alexander Stubb told me, the president of Finland, there's only one person that Vladimir Putin fears, and it's Donald Trump, because he thinks that Donald Trump will take action. And I said, that's interesting, because for the longest time they thought he was the one guy who wouldn't take action. He goes, we know different. So, okay. I mean, I always thought you'd take action, too. Look at Iran. Remember, he said, let's just get these guys to talk and let's do a deal. And what did he do? Round five? And then he said, enough.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the next step is in that whole situation, but it will be fascinating to watch over the next few weeks. Any thoughts on this sort of broke overnight, the FBI searching the home of former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. He was in the administration at one point. He broke bad on Trump a long time ago. He has been a hawk, if you will, in foreign policy for many years. What's going on there?
Well, I always got along with John Bolton. You probably remember hearing him on the show all the time. I thought he'd hit it off with Trump because they're both aggressive, unorthodox. But you couldn't have had a more vicious falling out. And neither one wanted to back off. He became Trump's biggest critic. But the thing is, with Kash Patel and the FBI go doing this, I just can't see him doing it if there wasn't something he was directly going for. And as he explained to me, you can't just go and say, I'm suspicious of John Bolton. You have to show a judge why. So what that judge did is sign off. I don't know if you know this, but there's not too many pro-Trump judges in Washington.
I've heard.
So what did he show them? Yeah. So, you know, what happened is, I would say that I really like John Bolton. I would say this, though. He likes to win, and I think he'd be extremely resourceful to hurt Trump. So maybe if you put two and two together, maybe there's something there. If not, he's trying to say, you're going to harangue me, you're going to mock me, you're going to make things worse for 4 years, you're going to write a book that I told you not to, you're going to write a book that has intelligence in it that you shouldn't have, you're told things about meetings between us, and you put it in a book even though I told you to. Now that I'm president, I think I'm going to take another visit with that, and that's what seems to have happened.
Brian Kilmeade is here. Did I hear you're in Dallas this weekend for a show that's streaming live on Fox Nation tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to Dallas right after this phone call, and we're heading out now, and it's going to be interesting. And Mark, like you helped us out. We're going to put in, we're going to weave in Will Cain, and we're going to weave in Allen West. And even Mark Cuban said he might stop.
Oh, my.
So
that could be interesting.
Anything.
Yeah, but the you know, $10 million question is, will Will Cain have a shirt on? And I don't know if you've ever been brave enough to go shirtless on international television, but he sure did this week, didn't he? I was on the air watching him. I thought, that's brave, Will. He looked good, though. Don't get me wrong, but it's still brave.
Oh, it looks great. It looks great. He's in great shape. And then he did Sunday's Navy SEAL swim. You can't do that with a shirt on. So then he does. Gets called out. He gets called out again. So he does it. He shows off. He's in really good shape. So Will Cain will not have a shirt on because it will help ticket sales.
There you go. And that will stream live tomorrow night on Live Nation, right?
Yeah, it'll be your time, 7:30.
Awesome. Brian, tell me about Bear, the new puppy.
Pretty impressive. We had a Bernese Mountain Dog before, but this one, and he's an all-star, but Bear is amazing. 30 pounds already, 13 weeks old, with my Great Pyrenees. Clumsy as hell, huge feet, and a lot of fun. I mean, making rapid progress on the training. As soon as he's housebroken, our family can relax again.
Well, I sent you a picture of my puppy. I've been going through that this summer. He's 5 months old now, and he just weighed in right around 37 pounds. So, yeah, I think Bear is going to be just a little bit bigger than my dog, Max. But they're fun, as you know, but a lot of work. And I feel like a lot of the stuff, the house training, is behind us right now. He's moving in the right direction at my home. Yeah, it's fun. What's coming up Sunday night on the show?
Alexander Stubb is going to be my guest. Ari Fleischer is going to be there. Lindsey Graham's going to be with me. And Noah Tishby, you're not going to believe this, but the teachers unions have infiltrated the grammar schools with indoctrination in the public schools and even some charter schools. And she has an investigation on it. It's not going to make you feel good, but you need to hear it.
Well, I cover these types of stories all the time, and it does not surprise me at all. And I get very worried about it because I still have a daughter that just went into fifth grade. Mr. Kilmeade, have fun in Dallas. Have a great trip. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Go get him, Mark.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dan Reardon is going to join me in just a little bit. We're going to talk about this new project that the PGA has appointed Tiger Woods to head up to make some potential big changes on the PGA Tour. Dan's got the latest on that coming up. There was a story that kind of broke a little bit later in the day this afternoon. I have some good stuff for audio cut of the day. I guess this could serve as well. But Ghislaine Maxwell, the confidant of Jeffrey Epstein, has, we knew that she had done this interview with a top administration official that used to be a personal lawyer for Trump, Todd Blanche. He's the number two guy at the Justice Department. And they released some audio tapes of some interviews that were done, transcripts and audio covering 2 days of discussion in July between Todd Blanche and Maxwell. So, you know, the theory here from I'm just going to tell you this whole Epstein thing to me, I think it's disgusting what happened and what some people certainly did. I think that it doesn't mean that if you're associated with Jeffrey Epstein, you're a child molester, okay, or a child rapist or anything like that. We don't know a lot of details. But look, she wants her sentence overturned, right? So there's incentive to tell the Trump team what they want to hear because she doesn't want to spend the rest of her life behind bars. You have a lot of victims of Epstein and families that do not like the fact that this interview was done and that it's out there. But this is what is being released this afternoon. She's talking about Trump in particular.
I actually never saw the president in any type of massage setting. I never witnessed the president in any inappropriate setting in any way. The president was never inappropriate with anybody. In the times that I was with him, he was a gentleman in all respects.
So obviously, you know, in case you've been living under a rock and you don't know the specifics here, there were a lot of underage girls that were involved here. And Epstein was convicted in 2021 before he was removed from the planet of trafficking underage girls. So Epstein was his partner. And what she said in that bite is she didn't see Trump in any kind of massage setting, didn't see anything inappropriate.
I don't recall ever seeing him in his house, for instance. I actually never saw the president in any type of massage setting. I never witnessed the president in any inappropriate setting in any way. The president was never inappropriate with anybody. In the times that I was with him, he was a gentleman in all respects.
So this was a sit-down interview with Maxwell that was followed by her transfer from a prison down in Florida to a minimum security prison camp in Bryan, Texas. And again, she's seeking a pardon or a reduction of her sentence. There's this list that has been dangled out there, right? Mr. Blanche asked about this.
During the time that you were with Mr. Epstein, and even in the 2000s when you were around less frequently, you never observed or you never saw any sort of list or black book or a list of individuals who linked to certain masseuses or anything like that?
Absolutely no. There is no list.
So, you know, the thing about this, she says there's a... She has lied quite a bit before, so there's going to be a lot of people are going to take this with a grain of salt and say, well, is she telling the truth here or is she just trying to, you know, get her sentence reduced?
Were you ever told that Mr. Epstein was getting any money from any intelligence agency, including Mossad?
I don't believe so, but I wouldn't know. I mean, I would be very surprised if he did. I don't think so. No.
One question about Prince Andrew, who has been in the middle of this conflict for a while.
So now moving back to the 2000s, there come a time when Mr. Epstein met Prince Andrew?
Yes.
And others in the royal family, or just Prince Andrew, as far as you know?
Well, so as much as I can piece it together, first of all, let's just state, I did not introduce him to Prince Andrew. I did not introduce him to Prince Andrew or to Sarah Ferguson. That is a flat untruth.
The whole thing is creepy. And it's, you know, weird. And, of course, Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. I don't know where this is going to take us. As I indicated, I've not been one that has been on this case and just absorbed by it or fascinated by it. I certainly want people who are guilty of any kind of child trafficking or sexual abuse to be held to the highest standards of the law and convicted. But I also think there's a fair amount of conspiratorial stuff that goes on with this. And I don't know. There's no people in my world. I know there's people in the MAGA world that are, you know, clamoring for this information. I don't know those people. And I keep hearing this accusation on the part of the left that this is a distraction from Epstein. I don't know. But that's the latest that came out today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This headline, as a fan of professional golf, caught me off guard a couple of days ago in the Wall Street Journal. Nothing is off the table. Gigantic changes are coming to pro golf. And then it said the PGA Tour has unveiled a new committee led by Tiger Woods to modernize the world's premier golf circuit with radical changes on the horizon. Radical changes tend to worry fans of sports, like when baseball had radical changes. Although I think I can certainly admit that the pitch clock is one of those things that I wish we'd have gone to a long time ago. I still hate this, free runner on second base in extra innings. But I think the games are going by faster. We feared a lot that was not to be feared, and maybe this will happen in golf as well. But there's a lot of tradition in professional golf and the PGA Tour. Dan Reardon, our golf go-to expert, is here with us as actually the Tour Championship is underway and taking place right now as well. Hey, Dan, how are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, and nice to talk golf again with you on the air, Mark.
Is on the Tour Championship front, is Tommy Fleetwood still at the top of the leaderboard? That poor guy, he's never won a damn tournament. He keeps getting close. Maybe he can get it done this weekend, but when you're on the top of the leaderboard on a Thursday or Friday, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be there on Sunday, right?
And he is the halfway leader at 13 under par, and the shadow that he is looking at, of course, goes back to 8 under. Scottie Scheffler had a 1-under round today, but you have good names, a field of 30 players, so there's a lot of volatility, and everybody needs to know there's no extra bonuses or anything like this. This is just a flat-out golf tournament. You win the tournament, you get paid a lot of money.
Yeah, you were texting me about this the other day. Is this a little bit different than it had been with the FedEx Championship, where they're doing something differently? And now we got the BMW here at Belle Reve next year, right?
We do, and I can tell you this, Mark, at this moment, and I just talked to somebody from Belle Reve this week, we can't say with absolute certainty how that tournament will fit into the equation. It'll be here. It will be a playoff event. But that goes to the other topic of Brian Rolapp and what they're doing with the PGA Tour. they abandoned all the extra things that they built into the Tour Championship this year because it was just too confusing for everybody, and they're going to approach this as a brand new problem to be solved.
So what is the problem that they're trying to solve in particular?
Well, I thought you did a great job at the beginning, Mark, when you set this up. And it's important to realize that the person running the PGA Tour now, he's not even calling himself the commissioner. He's the CEO of the PGA Tour, is Brian Rolapp. And Brian comes from a long career and successful career with the NFL. And he will tell you, and he said at his press conference, he considers the fact that he has no background in tournament golf to be a real asset to him, that he looks at this as a blank page that he can fill out. And that may well be the case. But as you just sort of suggested, the last time we had somebody with no background in golf and looked at it to reimagine the game, that was 6 years ago with the Saudi Prince, and that didn't turn out real well. Now, I don't think the PGA Tour is in that kind of peril, but, you know, it's not inconceivable that somebody could be out of their element, even though they're extremely successful at what they do in sports.
An interesting name that's getting tossed in here. Apparently, the committee has six players. Adam Scott is one. Patrick Cantlay is another. There are three business advisors. And one of them is Theo Epstein, who, of course, big name in baseball. He was one of the driving forces behind the pitch clock that I just mentioned. So it's interesting. They're getting diverse people involved in this. But just thinking about what the radical changes could be, what would your guesses be? I guess the goal here is to make sure that more of the stars play together on a regular basis. Because as a fan of golf, I think we all experience, you get the Masters, you chime in with the leaderboard reports, you got the U.S. Open, the British Open, the PGA Tour Championship or the PGA Championship, you got now the Tour Championship. You do have, you know, fun events throughout the year, sprinkled mainly in the spring. But then you get to some events over the summer, in particular in the last few weeks, where you don't even know any of the names that are at the top. And Rory's not playing or none of the big names. So they're trying to make sure that you get the big names playing together more often, maybe smaller fields with higher stakes. I think the stakes are pretty high in professional golf. But what else are they trying to reimagine here, Dan, in your opinion?
Well, a couple of things here, Mark. First of all, Theo Epstein's presence is no surprise. The tour is sitting on a $1.5 billion pile of cash that comes from the Fenway Group. And Theo Epstein has a deep history with Fenway and the Red Sox organizations. And so, I mean, his presence there is a natural. As far as what they're trying to accomplish, yeah, on the surface, you're going to look at probably fewer tournaments, smaller fields, bigger purses, those kinds of things. What they're really trying to do, and why this Fenway Group has put up $1.5 billion, is they want to get a return on their investment. And the only way they can increase the return on their investment in golf is to bring the people who are not golfers to the game. You know, they're not worried about the people they have there. Golf is unique in that, as compared to the NFL or the NBA or NHL or whatever, the people that follow the game play the game, okay? So those people are sort of locked in. The trick is, how do you get the people that are not? You know, you have in Studio Sue. Sue is a fan of sports, but I don't think she's going to spend 3 hours on Sunday watching the final of the Tour Championship. But that's what they're looking to do. And in my lifetime, there's only been two players who've been able to cross that line. The first was Arnold Palmer back in the 60s when he brought television to the game of golf in great abundance. And then most recently, Tiger. And they didn't bring people into the game to play the game. They brought eyeballs to the screen to watch the game. And that's what Brian Rolapp is assigned to do. Find a way to tap into the market they can't get into at this point in time. And I'm wondering if that's ever going to be possible.
It really is interesting, and I'll use another example. So my dear friend Rick Niner, who is from here in St. Louis, he lives in Las Vegas. I always call Las Vegas my second home. He is a huge sports fan. I mean, he loves baseball, he loves football, he loves the NHL, he's a season ticket holder for the Golden Knights, he loves the UFC. There's really not many sports that he will not tap into, but he never, ever gives any attention to any of the PGA events. And I'm the one, you know, I'm not only sending him money to place wagers, but saying, man, Dan, look, Dan, if you go to the Masters, I don't care if you're a fan of golf or not, there have been so many exciting moments. Look at last weekend with Scottie Scheffler and an 82-foot chip that holes in and he wins this tournament. There are things that happen at the end of a lot of these tournaments, not always, that are pretty damn riveting along the lines of a great NFL game or a great NHL hockey game or baseball game. But some fans, and I get it, when you're not into golf, you think, how could watching golf on television be interesting? Or I listened to the Masters coverage. You might remember this. I was driving back from Chicago that weekend, and I listened. I was watching some of it on my iPad, but I also listened to the coverage on PGA Tour Radio. And I know Brian Katrick, who's one of the great reporters over there, they made it thrilling. But again, I'm a guy who cares about these players. I know these players. I know the game. So I think it's a big, high hurdle. And when they say radical changes, that's where I start to think, well, what else could they possibly be talking about?
Yeah, and they're in an odd circumstance in that, you know, I mentioned the two players that brought eyeballs to the game. Their current star is just the opposite of Tiger Woods. You know, Jack Nicklaus never brought a lot of attention to the game, even though he's probably the greatest player who ever played the game. And Scottie is clearly the best player in the game today, but he has no showmanship about him. You know, that 60-foot chip that he put in, what was he doing? He held the club over his head and watched it go in. He extended the club a little higher and gave a gentle fist pump. If that had been Tiger and his red shirt on Sunday, he'd have run out of the green, taken both fists, thrust him in the air, and screamed out loud. That's never going to be Scottie Scheffler. He's going to look like a dad standing on the sideline at a high school or a grade school soccer game. So if that's your star and you're looking to get eyeballs, you have a problem.
Well, there's no doubt whatever happens, it's going to be controversial. And by the way, this is a year where ratings have been up on the tour. CBS says that their ratings are up 17% over last year. The final round of the first playoff event averaged 3.8 million viewers. That's the most since 2013. So there are people who have come to the sport. I'm still utterly and completely confused by the fact that 2 years ago in November, we were talking about a December where LIV and PGA was supposed to merge and some of this was going to come together, and that just completely fizzled and went away.
And at this point in time, I think it's fair to say that LIV is a vanity project that's being kept alive by somebody who has an unlimited amount of money. To give you a sense of how desperate LIV is for attention, this week they announced that their player of the year, not player of the year, but the equivalent of the player of the year, is John Rahm. Well, that sounds like a good choice, except if you look at the circumstances. John Rahm didn't win a tournament this year, and Joaquin Neiman won five tournaments this year. But you cannot have your premier player be a guy named Joaquin Neiman when your premier purchase is a guy that you gave $600 million to, and you want people paying attention to them.
Yeah.
So LIV, they're not even in the conversation. And when it came up at the press conference with Brian Rolette, somebody tried to get him to talk about LIV in an oblique kind of way. He said, look, he said the same thing that Jay Monahan said. I'm not interested in talking about anybody else's tour. I'm interested in talking about my tour. The one thing you should watch is they are going to get much more international. Their relationship with the DP Tour is going to become even greater. You're going to see, as they look for new locations to go to and get attention, they're going to go much more international. They go to Mexico, they go to Canada. They're going to go off continent with the tour eventually, because that's where you can pick up fresh followers, fresh talent, all kinds of things like that. And he and Brian definitely mentioned the DP Tour, which they are partnered with. They go to the Scottish Open now. That's a PGA Tour event. Look for them to do, and that's clearly from his NFL background, where the NFL discovered Europe and Mexico for their venues as well.
But when you say the DP Tour, that's Dubai, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's what was previously called the European Tour.
Got it.
It's the tour where all the players that are going to be on the Ryder Cup team this year started as players.
So just one point of clarification before I let you go on this weekend, because you texted me because I was confused about this earlier in the week. There is no FedEx Cup competition like we've had in the past. Scottie Scheffler got $10 million for leading in points after the regular season. He gets $5 million for leading in points after the BMW Championship. But it doesn't really matter, because this week, whoever wins that event gets both $10 million for the tournament and then an additional $10 million for the FedEx Cup points. Is that the way it works?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And
by the way, one of the guys that really benefited last week, he had a substitute caddy with him, and Scotty got a payday there, and that caddy, that sub, made $236,000 for the week.
Whoa. Good for him. Wow. But you also pointed out to me that this is kind of a bridge year. They're going to find a different solution. So by the time the BMW takes place at Bellerive next year, there's a little bit of a different structure expected. Correct, Dan?
And I think that will be good news for us, because I think they will ramp up the intensity of that event.
Good. That'll
It'll be
fun.
More than just making the top 30.
Awesome. All right, Dan Reardon, always great to have the info. I appreciate it. You enjoy the Tour Championship this weekend. We'll talk soon.
Enjoy it, Mark.
I have a fantasy football draft. I'm just doing two leagues this year. Sue loves it when I talk fantasy football. But Ethan Hannaford, our producer, has a draft tonight. And this is very unique because you do this in person and there are costumes that are involved. Is that what I'm seeing right now?
Well, I kind of turn it in. It's supposed to just be suits.
Okay.
But I take great pride in being the best dressed at our drafts every year.
All right.
Sure.
And,
that's just continuing this year with this year's outfit.
So explain to the audience who can't see you right now on the YouTube feed or the Twitter what you're wearing and why you're wearing it.
Well, so the our league name is the Shake and Bake Fantasy Football Draft. You know, Ricky Bobby, Talladega Knights. And of course, if you can picture in your mind what Ricky Bobby wears, he wears like the big blue and white colors, right, with the big Wonder logo on the front. And, well, I took matters into my own hands and said, we're going to take that pretty literally this year. So I am wearing a Ricky Bobby, you know, shirt as if his fire suit would look like. And I'll wear that under a suit jacket tonight.
Nice.
I have a league. I'm only doing two, like I said. I have a league that I started last year as the first time, and I won the damn thing. First time I've ever won fantasy football. There's a league I've been in for about 20 plus years in Columbia. We used to do a live draft. It was always like they required it. I had to drive in from St. Louis to Columbia.
No,
and it took
really?
Oh my God, it took all day. It was ridiculous.
God.
Some of them are no joke.
Yeah. Now we do it where you got 90 seconds and you do it on the computer, and it's real easy. So, but you said you picked seventh. That's a terrible draft spot, isn't
it? I know.
It?
I picked seventh. The offers have already started coming in to move up, move back. it's going to be a very busy and chaotic evening.
Well, the league that I won, we don't draft until Labor Day evening. But this one, I've been competitive in the one in Columbia before. We call it the Big Mouth League. Maybe that's fitting for what I do for a living. But I'm looking forward to football getting rolling again. There's some games on tonight. The Chiefs play tonight, and Mahomes is going to play. Kelce, I don't know how long, if they just do one drive, but Andy Reid said that the starters are going to start for this final preseason game. Have a great weekend. Good luck with the draft.
Thank you.
All right. Whoops, I got to do this, and I did it, but I didn't have the right button up, so I got to pause, and then I got to do this again.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, just a fun one to close the week. Trump had a big news conference this morning. They were talking about the World Cup. They're going to draw the teams at the Kennedy Center in December, but he was asked a couple of questions about football, or soccer, as we say.
It's going to be a big event at the Kennedy Center. Do you intend to take part in it? Will you have a part to play in on December 5th?
I may play. I mean, I see the money that these soccer players, you know, we call it soccer, but I see the money that these soccer players are making. I may try and play. I'm a very good athlete. My son is a very good athlete, and he's a good soccer player. He's on the tall side for soccer. He's 6'9". That's pretty tall. But
that's pretty tall.
It's on the tall side.
He's good.
It's on the tall side, but he's good. But no, I may put on shorts. I look extremely good in shorts and join the play. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be.
Hashtag, I look extremely good in shorts. I couldn't resist that
it's
one.
Awesome.
Sue, have a great weekend.
You too, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.